All right, Coach, appreciate the time. If you would, begin with the opening statement, take questions after.
It's a great win. Awfully proud of our kids and the program and the way we came out and competed to beat a team we hadn't beaten since we started this program and haven't really done very well at all. And I thought our kids came out and competed, and I think we were in charge of the game from the get-go. And we shut them out, which is it's hard to do, period, much less a conference opponent. And that was huge. Offensively, we probably left 21 points on the field, an easy 21, and still were able to move the ball, probably obviously more than we ever have. I'm awfully proud of our kids. We had an emotional win last weekend on the road. We came back, and came out ready to play. I'm proud of them right now. I'm proud of where we are. Proud of this win. We're going to enjoy it for a little bit, and we got to go finish this thing off. We come this far not to finish it. So it's a good night for the Owls. It's a good night for the Owls. I'll open the floor for questions.
All year long, you've been preaching you want to see a full four-quarter effort from the team. The most important game to season in the program's history, you got a four-quarter effort. And that's something that you take pride in, knowing that it's really all on the players, that you put on the players.
Yeah, I think they understand in the moments. They understand where we are. And they're playing with a lot of confidence right now. And even when things aren't maybe going exactly like we want it, they still believe and have a lot of confidence, and you could see that. We didn't really do a lot to beat ourselves tonight. And I think that's when you talk about just going and doing your job and playing four quarters, that's a big part of it. Able to create turnovers early. Obviously that helps a ton, but I'm proud of them. I'm proud of the way they're going about their business right now. We got to continue that. This happens during the week. This doesn't happen on Saturday. And that's what I'm really trying to teach them. It's Saturday is Saturday. But Monday through Thursday is really where we give ourselves a chance. And that's really what we've been trying to do. And they're starting to embrace that and get it.
Speaking of which, we talked earlier this week about being physical on the line. Looks like you guys took that to heart on both sides.
Yeah.
And brought it to them. There's a lot of physicality outside. What were your thoughts
on that? Yeah, I think defensively we dominated up front. I mean, I don't feel like they were really able to get anything going consistently. They hit some plays here and there, but I thought we did a good job up front. And relative to the last couple of years, it was way better up front offensively. I don't know if it's – I wouldn't call it domination by any means because they're still awful good up front. But it was so much better than what it's been. And we were able to run some things and get the ball pitched and do some stuff that when you see us get going, we have a lot of success. And we were able to do that today, which is it's a credit to our kids on offense and our offensive staff with a good game plan.
You've been able to run the ball between the tackles so well the last month. Today it looked like there was a lot more on the edges. Does one feed off the other? Is it the success from the inside opened up everything on the outside?
Yeah, I think there's no question. I think it does feed off of one another. And obviously when you can have one area with success, people have to compensate or do whatever they need to for that, and it opens up other areas. So I think it was definitely a help with that tonight. And we knew just lined up trying to run the ball inside against this crowd. I mean, you were going to get a little bit, but it's going to be tough sledding now. And so, but we had to find ways to do it just enough. And obviously in the last few weeks, we've done enough to at least people have to honor us inside. Whereas maybe in prior years, that wasn't as big an issue. We've been able to do that more, which has helped us.
Holland had a real good game, 3 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
What is it each week to know that you got different weapons that you can use? And you try to shut down one, you might have to deal with another one.
I think the great thing about it is we got a bunch of guys that are unselfish. You know what I mean? They may go a game in those slots. Like last Saturday, they were blocking the Mike linebacker. Our slots were blocking the Mike linebacker most of the game. Didn't get the ball much, but they just want to win. And then this week, it's the way it kind of goes with us based on what people are doing. And then all of a sudden, they're touching it a ton and making a lot of big plays. So I think the greatest thing about it is they're playing for one another and their teammates and being very unselfish and doing whatever it takes to win. Those guys, we know our slots can make plays. When those guys get the ball in their hands, they're pretty dynamic. And and they did a good job of that today. Darnell could have had another touchdown if he wouldn't have been a knucklehead. But Darnell's he's talented with the ball in his hands, and he takes pride in blocking as well.
What did you see in the opponent's defense that really played to Darnell's strength?
I don't know if you guys noticed, we kind of ran a little different play today. We found another way to run a sweep without the way we normally do it, and that was a way we could get the ball on the edge. We struggled getting the ball on the perimeter the way people are playing, so we're trying to find ways to get the ball on the perimeter. So Coach Chestnut, our offensive coordinator, did a great job of putting that in this week, and that was a big play for us tonight. We ran it, I don't know how many times, probably we might have run it 10, 12 times tonight, and that was just another way. And then we got the ball pitched on the option, which is what you normally see out of us on different occasions. And usually when we get the ball pitched, good things happen if we'll go block the perimeter. I mean, there's usually good things happen when we get the ball pitched. So I think it was a combination of all that. And we know those guys. If we can get them out there with a little bit of space, they'll make some plays.
On Wednesday, you mentioned that the fact that Charleston Southern plays three quarterbacks. We didn't see Bouchard today. At what point did you know he wasn't playing? And talk about the adjustments you guys made to the two quarterbacks that you saw.
Yeah, I think we had an idea, especially the defensive staff, that he wasn't going to play this week. And in pregame, he was in street clothes. But we had an idea. But I'll be honest with you, it was more about scheme and just knowing who's in the game. But they really don't – I mean, they were still running their offense. You know, they started with 10, and then they brought one in. So I think just recognizing the personnel, but I don't know that there was anything, you know, a huge schematic change. It was more or less defending what they do, because it really didn't change a whole lot of what they did.
I know you got the 12-hour rule, but eighth game is kind of a big one.
Yeah, I told them they can enjoy it for a few minutes. Went from 12 hours to 12 minutes. Now, I tell you what I talked to them about. I'll tell you guys. I said, listen. I said, a year ago, we were in a very similar situation. And I said, we got caught up in all the hype and people talking about playoffs and talking about conference and all that. And I said, and chasing rings on all our Twitter accounts. I said, you know what we're going to go chase? We're going to go chase Monday. And then when Monday's over, we're going to chase Tuesday. When Tuesday's over, we're going to chase Wednesday. And Wednesday's over, we're going to chase Thursday, all in an effort to get ready to go beat Mama. And that's all we're going to focus on. And if you do that, all the things that you want in the end game will be there for you to take advantage of. We have to focus on the day-to-day and the task at hand and not get caught up in all that other stuff. If we do that, you give yourself an opportunity for all the other stuff to come. So we talked about that tonight. That's been on my brain for a year because we did a poor job of that a year ago. And I think that's part of growing up and learning how to be in these situations and these moments. But that's what I told him in the locker room. I told him I was proud of him, proud to be a part of this, and that this is how we're going to approach the week. And so that's what we're going to do.
Do you feel like the game last week, weather-wise, prepared you for the slight chill that is Kennesaw weather this time of year?
I don't think it mattered. I don't think. I was colder today than I was last Saturday, I'll be honest with you. I guess I was more prepared last week, but I don't think it mattered.
Anything else?